AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is a special report on the University of Idaho Murders podcast, Four Killed for What?
The latest on the DNA lab results, when the 911 call will be released, and why so much information is being held back from the public. That's today. I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for joining us. Be sure to press subscribe or however you download podcasts as to not miss any breaking updates and discussion on the case. Moscow Police Chief James Fry sat down to discuss the Idaho murder case and investigation with local Spokane news station KREM. We have the highlights. When asked why the Moscow PD is holding back on releasing more information to the public, Chief Fry had this to say.
Well, you always hold back information on any case that you work, but one this big, you hold back because you want to have an unbiased jury pool. And it's not just about today. It's about in a year from now or whenever we make an arrest and go to trial. We want to have that pool of people who can look at the case and not have all the facts to that to make the decision to find this person guilty.
Lots of discussion on DNA evidence. When will we get results? When will it come back to help aid in the investigation of this case? What the status on that is?
That's a good question. That has everything to do with the lab and how long they take to do what they do. And we don't want to rush that, right? We want to ensure that we're taking our time to get all that right. So we're just waiting for them. It's kind of we have to be patient too. We would love to have all that information immediately, but like I've told people, real life and the movies are a little bit different. And the movies at the end of the hour, they have all that information. We don't get that quite that fast, but we're going to be patient for that.
The governor giving extra funding to the police department for the investigation. What is the status on that, and how is it being used?
So that was probably 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, maybe even when Colonel Wills announced that there'd be some money made available. So we're just working through the processes of, where it goes and how it's used. That's still ongoing, and that's actually at a level a little bit above me. I just present the numbers to our city supervisor and to the mayor, and then they work with the governor to determine that.
Lots of speculation about the 911 call. Who was on it? How many people were on it? What was said? That's a question so many have. When and if that 911 call will be released, here's what Chief James Fry had to say.
I think it'll be released when the prosecution believes that we can release that. That may be a trial. That may be before then. But some of that, we make a decision as a team of investigators and administration, as well as our prosecutor's office.
And when asked, what does Chief James Fry have to say about the initial reports of there being no threat to the general public and initial response to the case in the first 24 to 48 hours, he had this to say.
So I take responsibility for information not getting out as fast as possible. I probably should have been much quicker on that. But in the beginning of these, we're a small department, so everybody's working on this case. me to be included. But, we realized pretty quickly that we needed to get information out. That's why we called in the PIO team. And they've helped us get information, and I think we've been much, much better at that since that time. some of the information early on, you don't release a ton. I wish I would have been. I had a press conference earlier, but like I said, I take responsibility for that.
Again, that's Police Chief James Fry sitting down and speaking with local Spokane news station, KREM. That's the latest for you on this special report. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts as to not miss any breaking updates on this case and discussion. I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
This is a special report on the University of Idaho Murders podcast, Four Killed for What?
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.